Hills puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Gordon Galsborough joins us now. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what's up for this week's Abandon Manitoba?
Well, last Thursday, at a ceremony at Government House here in Winnipeg, five people received a Lieutenant Governor's Award for Historical Preservation and Promotion. So today, I'd like to tell our listeners about those people and their excellent volunteerism.
Now, how long has this award program been going on for?
Well, it was initiated in 2011 by Lieutenant Governor Philip Lee, and it's been continued by his successors, first Janice Filmon, and of course now Anita Neville. And to date, 70 people have received these awards. And I should point out that gender, ethnicity, and geography have no bearing on a person's probability of receiving an award, but there is one change that occurred. Mrs. Neville introduced a change in 2023 so that now two awards each year are reserved for people under 40. And the reason is that we see them as the next generation leaders in Manitoba's history and heritage community. So we want to give them every encouragement to continue their good work.
And what's the role of the Manitoba Historical Society in this program?
Mm-hmm. Well, we receive nominations from the public, and it's usually by a deadline in late February or early March. I chair an MHS committee that then evaluates all the nominations. Usually it's in the range of 20 to 30 a year, and we make recommendations to the Lieutenant Governor. Ultimately, though, the selection of the award recipients is made by Her Honour.
And how do people get nominated for the award?
Most often it's people who know the nominee, who are familiar with their contributions. And the nomination itself consists of a fairly detailed account of the work for which they're being nominated. And it's accompanied by at least three letters of support from people in the community that can speak to some of the specific things that they're doing. And we do find that the level of detail in the nomination translates directly into its probability of success. We get 20 to 25 nominations, and I think a case could be made to give an award to each and every one of them. But ultimately, there can be only five. And so whenever there's a submission that is long and richly detailed, it does stand a better chance of being recommended to Her Honour.
So who are the recipients this year?
Well, I'll list them in alphabetical order. In other words, no order of priority. And I thought I'd just say a little bit about the work for which they were recognized. And our first recipient is Kenneth Ingram.
Tell us about Kenneth.
He's one of the two young award recipients this year, born and raised in Northwest Winnipeg, and in fact has a background in music. He got a degree from the University of Manitoba in music, a minor in political studies. He's been an active volunteer with Heritage Winnipeg since 2022. He spends literally thousands of hours doing research, recording history, offering walking tours, and in 2024 he founded the Seven Oaks Historical Society, for which he's the president, and he writes a blog entitled Stories of Scotia. He's an active member of the Northeast Winnipeg Historical Society, and he regularly contributes information to the Manitoba Historical Society's social media and our website.
Congratulations, Kenneth Ingram. Who's next?
That would be Alex Judge. She's our second Young Award recipient. She received a BA degree in history from the University of Winnipeg and then went to the University of Toronto, where she got an MA in Soviet and American history. Now, she's held internships with the Manitoba Craft Museum and Library and also served on its board. She did another internship at the Bueller Gallery that's in the St. Boniface Hospital. She's worked at the Seven Oaks House Museum, at the Manitoba Museum, and she was the staff archivist at St. Paul's High School. But I think most significantly and most recently, she co-hosts, along with one of last year's Lieutenant Governor Award recipients, Sabrita Janke, an excellent award-winning podcast called One Great History. I do encourage our listeners to check out that podcast. Their most recent episode was about the late science fiction writer A.E. Van Vogt, who was born here in Manitoba, right at Gretna.
Really nice to hear from these younger Manitobans. Thank you, Gordon. Who is next?
Well, that would be Fraser Stewart. He has devoted tens of thousands of volunteer hours to recording and preserving the history of Selkirk, the rural municipality of St. Andrews, and the rural municipality of St. Clements. He's digitized photos and documents. He's written pamphlets. He's developed exhibits and web pages. And maybe most significantly, he's raised funds. In fact, well, he was a founding board member for the Manitoba Marine Museum, and he played a key role in obtaining the MS Kenora for the museum, in that he put up, along with other people, the collateral for a bank loan needed to purchase the ship. In other words, he put in his own money to help get that ship for the museum, and then he spent over 50 years helping at the museum. As a member and chair of the St. Clement's Heritage Advisory Committee, Mr. Stewart had been active in developing the Red River North Heritage website. And if that wasn't enough, Fraser and his wife restored a log house that had been built between 1861 and 1864 for Thomas Bunn, one of Manitoba's first MLAs. They operate it today as a bed and breakfast, so if any of our listeners are interested in a really unique experience, give Fraser a call and spend a night in an historic Thomas Bunn house that overlooks the Red River.
And the fourth recipient.
That would be Daniel Stone, a native of New York City, but Dr. Stone studied at the University of Warsaw in Poland during the 1960s, and he became an expert in Eastern European history. He moved to Winnipeg, where he was a professor of history at the University of Winnipeg until retirement in 2006. But he's gone way beyond his academic responsibilities. He served many roles with the Jewish Heritage Center of Western Canada, based here in Winnipeg. He has been a board member, a vice president, a president, and a past president of that organization. For over 20 years, he's been a member and chair of its Programs and Exhibits Committee. As a member of its Publications Committee, he participated actively in publishing four volumes in a book series called Jewish Life and Times. And he's written articles and numerous biographical vignettes for newsletters and, well, the Jewish Heritage Center's website. And in fact, has designed museum panels, both for the Heritage Center and for the Ogniwo Polish Museum, both of which, by the way, are really well worth a visit.
And the final recipient
would be Ross Wedlake. He's known unofficially as a walking history book for Manitoba's basketball community. And in fact, he's had a lifetime of involvement with the sport. He's been a player, a coach, a referee, and more recently, a historian and administrator of the sport. He's chaired the Manitoba Basketball Hall of Fame since 2006. And in 2012, he secured museum status for it, and it became the only provincial facility in Canada with a physical site. It's hosted in the Duckworth Center at the University of Winnipeg, and the museum features over 5,000 items on display, artifacts, photos, scrapbooks, apparel, and a whole lot more, all pertaining to the sport of basketball here in Manitoba. And as many of us know, museums need financial stability to thrive. And in this, he's excelled too, because he's raised over $100,000 to develop an endowment fund to basically ensure the long-term future of the Manitoba Basketball Hall of Fame.
An excellent group. Congratulations to all the recipients. Mm-hmm. Gordon, when are the nominations for next year's awards due?
Well, if all goes well, we anticipate a deadline of the 27th of February, 2026. But, you know, you don't have to wait until then. Nominations can be submitted to the Manitoba Historical Society at any time, and they'll simply be hung on to until the next due date. Any person who has been nominated in past years, but maybe hasn't been selected, can be considered again, too. We do urge the nominators in those cases, though, to contact me to discuss how to enhance the nomination, to give it a better chance of success. You know, we want to give every nomination all due consideration so that exceptional people, you know, doing great things for the benefit of all Manitobans can be recognized and celebrated.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, there's been many changes in Manitoba's rural communities over the years, and one of the most impactful has been the decline in banking services. Well, next week, we're going to discuss how one particular community in Manitoba maintained its banking in a way that was believed to be the only one of its kind in Canada. Now, the building from which those services were once offered now stands vacant. And that's the abandoned part of the story, and all will be revealed next week.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, Gordon.
Talk then. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.